Our Lord Jesus tells us today, our Lord, our Master, our friend, Jesus tells us today, be vigilant. Be vigilant. Pay attention to where you're going in life. There was a guy named Francisco Schettino. Francisco Schettino was an accomplished and well-paid professional. He had had a successful series of jobs in his life. He had done well at every stage. He was the captain of a 114,000-ton Italian cruise liner, a big cruise liner with 4,000 people on it, 3,000 passengers and 1,000 crew members. The name of the ship that he captained, the Costa Concordia. You ever heard of it? Some of you have heard of it. The Costa Concordia. On the 13th of January 2012, it departed for a 7-night cruise. It was supposed to end up in Rome. At about 11:30, he got off the nautical charts and took a little tour to go by an island and wave at people. As he got close to this island where he wanted to wave to the people, he hit a rock. A 174-foot gash cut into the side of the ship. Started taking on water. Taking on water flooded the engines, knocked out the emergency power. It was still, the wind pushed it back against the sea. It started to tip over. And unfortunately, Francisco, the captain, abandoned ship 3 hours before the passengers got off of it. So what happened? He quit paying attention to where he was going. You know, he didn't have one GPS. He didn't have two GPSs. He didn't have three. He had GPSs and sonars and radars and lighthouses and charts. And he just got off course. 32 people died. He was convicted of manslaughter, sentenced to jail. A few years ago, long before I became a priest, I went on a vacation. I was driving down to Tampa, Florida to visit one of my roommates from college. We were going to go scuba diving the next day, and I had to get down there. It was late. It was like 3 a.m. I was still driving from here. I think I had to work. So I got off after work, and off I went. Well, down there at 3 a.m. driving, I was finally getting close to my destination. And there was a car ahead of me, 10 or 20 or 30 yards ahead of me. And I watch this car as I'm kind of figuring out where I'm going. And we get to a curve, and the car ahead of me just keeps going straight, right off the curve, and flips over. And so I pull over behind the car, get out, run up there. 4 passengers in the car, the driver fell asleep at the wheel. They were all okay, happily. It was a little car. We flipped it back over. I think they were happy that we didn't call the police. They were ready to just go, you know. And off they went. They fell asleep at the wheel. Losing focus. It's not that unusual. It's not that unusual in life to lose focus. And sometimes it doesn't matter that much. And sometimes it does. Sometimes it can be tragic. I'll tell you one more little story about a pilot in World War I. Now, his experience as a pilot. Now, airplanes were brand new in World War I. It was a brand new thing. And so he was reflecting after his experience of being a pilot. And he said, aviation is not inherently dangerous, but to an even greater degree than the sea. It is terribly unforgiving of any carelessness, any incapacity, or any neglect. You know what happens when you're careless flying an airplane? Yeah, usually somebody dies, and it's almost always the pilot. Now you say, Father Mike, I'm not going to be a ship captain. Father Mike, I'm not going to be an airplane pilot. I would say to you, you are the captain of your life. You are the pilot responsible for the direction that you are going. Your life is valuable, more valuable than a 114,000-ton cruise ship. Your soul has an eternal value. And God has given you the responsibility to give guidance and direction to your life. This journey of life, don't fall asleep at the wheel of your life. Don't be distracted by the things that are passing by, forgetting your destiny, forgetting the end of your journey. Life itself, my brothers and sisters, life itself is terribly unforgiving of any carelessness, incapacity, or neglect. You can't just coast through life. You have to have some purpose, some direction. It has to be very deliberate, or you're going to find yourself with a Consta Concordia. So Jesus tells us today, your friend Jesus, your Lord Jesus, your master, Jesus, your teacher, he says to you, he speaks to your heart in the words of the gospel today. And I'm quoting him now, but hear him. Hear Jesus tell you this. Beware, my child, beware that your heart does not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxiety of life. Beware that you don't fall asleep at the wheel of your life. Beware that the anxieties of this world don't cloud you, that you lose focus on where you're going. So Jesus says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing, drunkenness, and anxiety, that that day catch you by surprise, for that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant, he says. What's vigilant mean? Pay attention to where you're going. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent. You know, you might find yourself kind of taken on water, but don't abandon ship. Advent, this season, this new church year, I wear these purple vestments. We're going to have the Advent wreath. We're changing the thing. We didn't pray the Gloria this morning. We're trying to say, hey, it's a new time. Something's changed in the church now. As we begin this new year, and this season is a time of preparation. It's a time of preparation for the coming of Christ. What do you think these next 4 weeks are all about? Shopping? Sales? Pecan pie? See, we have this incredible, it's almost like you have an enemy trying to distract you from what the church is trying to get you to focus on. It's almost like there's this point and counterpoint going on. This season, this time of the year, is a calling for us to prepare for the coming of Christ. It's a time of reflection, self-examination, repentance. We are called to prepare for the coming of Christ. Now, Advent, the word Advent literally means, you could transliterate the word Advent, it equals coming. And there are two comings of Christ that we celebrate during this Advent season. You say, Father Mike, two comings of Christ. He only came once, right? Back in Bethlehem. That's right. That's one of the ones we're preparing for. What's the other one? He's coming in the future. St. Cyril of Jerusalem says, it's like we stand and we look both ways. You know, when you cross a road, what are you supposed to do? Look both ways, okay? So we look back. We look back to when he was born in Bethlehem, when we came in humility, and we look forward to when he's going to come in glory. Advent is this time that reminds us to prepare ourselves. When's the last time you said these words? Or when's the last time you heard these words? He will come again to judge the living and the dead. He will come again. Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. Every Sunday when we pray the creed, we say those words. But when was the last time you really thought about him? That he's coming again, that we're going to face him. That's what Advent's all about. That's what this season is all about. As I mentioned a moment ago, you know, and I love to give gifts and I love to receive gifts, and it's a great joy, the Christmas Day kind of tradition that we have. But the Christmas Day tradition of giving gifts and this whole season being kind of a season of shopping, my brothers and sisters, that's one of the anxieties and distractions of life that Jesus, our Lord and our friend, is telling us not to get caught up in. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Stay awake. In the Bible, there's a passage that talks about people being given the gift of faith. Now, faith is the greatest gift we can get. And today, we're going to give the gift of faith. We're going to have a baptism after Mass. After Mass. Don't worry, we're not going to do it now, okay? After Mass. Little Tanner, Gabriel, Gabe, Adam is going to be baptized, and he's going to receive the gift of faith. Now, that gift will have to be cultivated by his parents and by himself when he reaches that age to be the captain of his own life. But this great gift of faith, we have to stay vigilant with it. But the Bible speaks of people who receive the gift of faith and then they make a shipwreck of their faith. A shipwreck. Now, when the Bible was written, we didn't have cars, did we? They didn't have cars back then. So if you're going somewhere, you're going a long distance, you either had to walk or you got on a ship, okay? And so riding a ship to your destination was a very common understanding. And so people would say this was a kind of way of expressing this danger that awaits us. They make a shipwreck of their faith. I would say maybe a better analogy for us would be falling asleep at the wheel of your faith. And just kind of going off the rails. And this is the season for us to hear Jesus speak to us. Speak to us tenderly. Speak to us in love. Speak to us as a friend. Speak to us as a mentor. And he says, beware that your heart does not become drowsy from carousings and drunkenness and the anxiety of life, that day catch you by surprise. Be vigilant. And so I say to you in this Advent season, don't get distracted by the world. Take some time this Advent season to recognize that Jesus Christ truly is the reason for our season. And we look both ways during Advent. We look back to his birth, yes, but we look forward to him coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead.